From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. National Grid is estimating heat costs in the eastern part of New York this winter to be less than last year, based on just released estimated costs for the season, which runs from November 1st to March 31st. Residents in the eastern part of the state who use natural gas will pay an estimated $507 for the winter heating season, as opposed to last year's average of $538. National Grid estimates a total of $422 for customers who use electric heat, compared to nearly $464 last year. National Grid's natural gas heating cost estimates are based on 713 firms. Electric costs are estimated to show a $6.20 per month decrease based on a usage of 600 kilowatts, according to the company. Neither Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation or New York State Electric and Gas provide estimates for the winter season, their company spokesman said. National Grid advises that even with a forecast of lower bills, that customers use energy wisely and take advantage of the company's energy efficiency programs. National Grid's New York president, John Bruckner, said, and I quote, "Simple steps taken now, like changing furnace filters, increasing insulation, sealing windows and doors, and using LED light bulbs, can help control energy costs this winter and all year around," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine has vetoed legislation that would have allowed voters to decide the question of term limits for the county's elected officials. Hine said the measure violated state law and could, and I quote, "open the door," end quote, for, and I quote, "dark money," end quote, influences in county elections. Ulster County lawmakers must now decide whether to attempt an override of the veto or to let the executive veto stand, effectively killing the bill. The legislation was adopted by the county legislature on a vote of 14-8 in September. The measure would have put a proposition on the November 2020 ballot asking voters whether to limit to 12 years the tenures of county executive, comptroller, and all county legislators beginning with the next election. Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk said he intends to talk with other legislators to determine if there is enough support to override the veto before deciding how to proceed. The legislation was rebuked by the League of Women Voters and others who have argued that term limits take away voters' rights and are contrary to the principles of good government. Supporters of the measure believe term limits will prevent elected officials from amassing too much power and allows new people with new ideas to get elected. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill School District has announced plans to make certain infrastructure improvements next year using $4 million from its undesignated fund balance. A special task force made up of teachers, administrators, parents, and community members began discussions over the summer about potential upgrades. District residents will have the opportunity to vote on the project in a public referendum sometime in February. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Ronald Cook said, and I quote, "We're looking in different project areas such as improving the parking lot at the elementary school, a science, technology, engineering, and mathematics lab at the high school, improving athletic fields at our secondary schools, the pillars at the middle school, and roofing, heating, and plumbing and windows in all the schools," end quote. Joseph Jamek, the district's business administrator, said the school has hired Brian Manning from BBS Architects, Landscape Architects, and Engineers to lead the task force and UW Max Construction Company as the construction manager. Cook said the capital project will be presented to the public on November 14th, and the board will then vote on the plan before the end of the year. Cook said the school will hold a series of public forums to receive feedback from the public following the vote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anna Groenewold is reporting for Politico New York. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro and incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo will meet for a televised debate today, Tuesday, October 23rd. Molinaro accepted the invitation during a call with reporters Monday after Cuomo agreed the day before to Molinaro's terms for an hour-long televised face-off between the candidates to air on tape delay at 7 p.m. on WCBS television and radio. The debate will be moderated by WCBS's Marcia Kramer and Rich Lamb. Molinaro said he will focus on issues such as corruption in state government and high property taxes, and that he's not intimidated by the financial and polling gaps that have Cuomo in a considerable lead 2 weeks from Election Day. Molinaro said he will also call for additional debates in coming weeks in both Buffalo and the Southern Tier. The Cuomo administration responded. Spokeswoman Dana Lever said in a statement, and I quote, "After days of ducking the debate, we're glad Mark Molinaro finally agreed. See you tomorrow," end quote. The League of Women Voters has invited all five gubernatorial candidates on the ballot to a forum later this month. Molinaro, Serve America Movement candidate Stephanie Miner, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and Libertarian candidate Larry Sharp have accepted that invitation. Cuomo has not. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.